Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Congratulations. Just how does it feel to be drafted by the Pittsburgh Penguins? What are your emotions?
Can't really describe it. Best feeling in the world. I don't know. It's pretty cool. Especially to have Chris Letang announce it. Just kind of in awe. But yeah, super special.
Can you tell us more about that? Is he someone you've looked up to?
Yeah, for sure. He's a great defenseman, fun to watch, just got extended. So you obviously kind of look up to guys like that, and to have him announce the pick was really special.
6-year contract enough for you and him to get on the same ice one day?
Hope so, yep.
You've grown a lot the past 2 years. Was that something you were expecting? How much of that went into genetics? How much of it was training? How much?
I wouldn't say it was expected, per se. I was 5'7 in my bantam draft year, so I don't know, kind of came gradual. There's some tall genes on my dad's side, kind of 6'7, 6'9. I don't think I'll be that tall, but my immediate family, my dad's 6'1, my mom's 5'6, so not super tall, but obviously kind of welcomed it, and it's obviously been a positive.
What are the strengths of your game, and what would you most like to improve in?
I feel like the strengths in my game are skating and hockey sense, as well as kind of puck skills. And I would like to work on just physical strength. I feel like that's kind of with the growing. It's kind of the natural path for me, just kind of filling out.
Do you have the mindset to play a physical game? Is that in your makeup?
Yes. Don't lack the competitiveness one bit. I just feel like right now, I don't know, it's maybe a little bit difficult sometimes being 180 pounds, but that's not an excuse. And if you look kind of from the start of the year to the end of the year, that part of my game developed a lot, and I think it'll take another step next year.
Are there any players who you look up to and maybe try to emulate your
game? Miro Heiskanen's a big one, along with Travis Sanheim. Now I probably have to say Chris Letang, but I don't know, kind of Miro Heiskanen makes the game look easy. Kind of try to be like him, one of the best defensemen in the world. So. I gotta say my parents, my family, mom, dad, brother, sister, they've given me everything. Every opportunity, sacrificed so much for me. So to be here with them and able to share the experience with them is super special. Along with my grandpa, huge part of my life, and then kind of the Swift Current Broncos organization, Chad Leslie, Devin Pratt, along with kind of just coaches and teachers along the way. But first and foremost, I'd say my family.
Could you touch on, you talked about it before, the Swift Current organization and, the steps that they took in helping your development and, to get up to this point today?
Yeah, totally. They've been huge. From a ninth round bantam pick, first overall in the ninth round, kind of coming in as a 16-year-old, playing 20 minutes a night. That's huge, huge for somebody like me. And kind of looking back, it was big for my developments, and then coming in this year and getting put in all situations, playing a lot of minutes, along with just kind of being trusted by the coaching staff and kind of everybody in the organization was big for me. I'm looking forward to the next few years too.
And have you had a lot of discussion with the Penguins in the pre-draft process, and did you think maybe it was a possibility when their pick came up?
Yeah, I did. I talked to them quite a bit. It's tough to know which teams are kind of just doing their due diligence though, and which other teams are maybe showing more interest. So I never really had an expectation on which team. I knew it was a possibility, and obviously thrilled to be a Penguin.
You mentioned your parents. What did they do for a living? How did that sort of instill, or what did it instill with you?
My dad's an engineer. Works for Manitoba Hydro. My mom's a public health nurse. And they gave me everything. Going to academies, obviously that's not cheap. So along with buying equipment, taking me everywhere, kind of building a backyard rink even. I've had a backyard rink my entire life. My dad puts in long hours to make sure that thing is good to go. So I'm very appreciative and excited to spend the night with them. For sure, yeah, super excited for Denton. It was nice to see him go. And he's going to fit in well in Columbus, and I'm excited for him.
And this is always a special day, but with the challenges of the last couple of years, the pandemic, how much more more is that amplified today to have this kind of happen in person, have your family here, and just all that?
Yeah, it's super cool. You kind of look at the past couple of years and the struggles that the whole world has gone through, and to be able to be here in a full building, crazy atmosphere out there. So it's been surreal, and obviously kind of looking forward to the rest of the night.
You seem awfully well spoken for a young hockey player. Is there something in your background that leads into that, or do you have ambitions that were other than hockey at any point?
First of all, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know. I'd probably have to credit my parents, my grandpa for sure, my grandparents. But I don't know. I think that's kind of a byproduct of how you're raised. So I probably wouldn't be able to take any credit for that.
When you mentioned your grandfather a couple times, what's the relationship like?
He's my rock. Kind of one of the most, if not the most important person in my life. Taught me important values since I was really young. So he wasn't able to make it out to Montreal, but super excited to go back to Winnipeg and give him a big hug.
So you mentioned being selected ninth WHL draft. Just at that point, did you imagine something like this was possible? And was there a point along the way that you felt like was a big turning point or a big obstacle you overcame that you felt like, yeah, this is reality, I could be a first round guy?
I would say kind of this type of attention would have been kind of the start of the year. I wouldn't say it's been expected for a long time. If you would have told me a year ago that I'd be in this position, I probably would have told you were a little crazy. But that's not to say I don't have confidence in myself. It's just it happened pretty fast. Obviously, I kind of grew, got stronger, put some good situations in the lineup, and I feel like I took advantage. So I definitely think I earned it, and I'm proud of that. But it's not something that's been expected for a super long time, I guess.
You tend to pay attention to rankings leading up to the draft?
Yes and no. I would say my teammates are more invested. There were screenshots sent to group chats for sure. Either supportive or asking me if it was a typo. So they were tasked with keeping my head small. But I say you kind of look at the ones that maybe are a little more credible. I'd be lying to you if I told you I never looked at them. But you do, especially during the year, you try to not focus on that.
You're going to have a number of teammates drafted tomorrow. How excited are you for them?
So excited to watch the guys get drafted tomorrow. It's going to be super special, and I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to have quite a few guys picked from the Broncos. Good 04 class, so I can't wait for tomorrow.
Do you have a rough time frame for when you would like to get to the NHL?
I wouldn't put kind of a time frame on it, because my mentality, obviously, you could be realistic and put yourself in kind of a scout's shoes, but my mentality as soon as I was drafted to a team before this was I'm trying to make that team in the fall. And then if I don't make it, I go back to Swift and I try and make it the next year. So that's kind of the mentality that I have, and I'm going to carry that forward.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.